Krishna Book, Canto 3, Vrindavan Kumar, Chapter 14, Scene 2, Brahma's Prayers, Part 2. The Lord is all-pervading, as it is stated by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina matthani sarva bhutani nachaham tesh vavastitaha. Everything is sustained by me, but at the same time, I am not in everything. Since the Lord is all-pervading, there is nothing existing without His knowledge. The all-pervasive nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can never be within the limited knowledge of the living entity. Therefore, a person who has attained steadiness of mind by fixing the mind on the lotus feet of the Lord is able to understand the Supreme Lord to some extent. It is the business of the mind to wander over varied subject matter for sense gratification. Therefore, only a person who engages the senses always in the service of the Lord can control the mind and be fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. This concentration of the mind upon the lotus feet of the Lord is called samadhi. Until one reaches this stage of samadhi or trance, one cannot understand the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There may be some philosophers or scientists who can study the cosmic nature from atom to atom. They may be so advanced that they can count the atomic composition of the cosmic atmosphere, or all the planets and stars in the sky, or even the shining molecular parts of the sun or other stars and luminaries in the sky. But it is not possible to count the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As described in the beginning of Vedanta Sutra, the Supreme Person is the origin of all qualities. The Lord is generally called Nirguna. Nirguna means without qualities. Guna means quality, and nir means without. But the impersonalists interpret this word Nirguna as having no quality, because they are unable to estimate the qualities of the Lord in transcendental realization. They conclude that the Supreme Lord has no qualities, but that is actually not the position. The real position is that He is the original source of all qualities. All qualities are emanating constantly from Him. Therefore, how can a limited person count the qualities of the Lord? One may estimate the qualities of the Lord for one moment, but then the next moment, the qualities are increased. So it is not possible to make an estimation of the transcendental qualities of the Lord. Krishna is therefore called Nirguna, for His qualities cannot be estimated. One should not uselessly labor in mental speculation in order to estimate the qualities of the Lord. There is no need of adopting the speculative method or exercising the body to attain mystic yoga perfection. One should simply understand that the distress and happiness of one's body are all predestined. There is no need to try to avoid the distress of this bodily existence or attempt to achieve happiness by different types of exercises. The best course is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead with body, mind, and words, and always be engaged in the Lord's service. This transcendental labor is fruitful, but other attempts to understand the absolute truth are never successful. Therefore, an intelligent man does not try to understand the Supreme Person, the Absolute Truth, by speculative or mystic power. Rather, one engages in devotional service and depends on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One knows that whatever may happen to the body is due to one's past fruitive activities. So if one lives such a simple life in devotional service, then automatically one can inherit the transcendental abode of the Lord. Actually, every living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord and a son of the Godhead. Each has the natural right to inherit and share the transcendental pleasures of the Lord. But due to contact of matter, conditioned living entities have been practically disinherited. If one adopts the simple method of engaging him or herself in devotional service, automatically one becomes eligible to become freed from material contamination and elevated to the transcendental position of associating with the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.